the survey was designed so that we oversampled in certain geographic areas to be sure that the ultimate sample would be very fairly representative of Connecticut's population, and particularly people who might be hard to reach, Hispanics and African Americans in low-income communities.
And what's the purpose of this survey?
When we began this collaboration, we were really just beginning the implementation of both state-level reforms and federal reform through the Affordable Care Act, and we felt it was important that we have this kind of a baseline that policymakers and other decision makers could use to design programs and design interventions.
Let's talk about the numbers. And it looks like there's a lot of encouraging information here, but there's also things that were a little bit more upsetting. What were some of the numbers that you would like to see definitely go up?
Well, I think that in terms of coverage and access to care, although 91% of the adults reported having health insurance, if you look at younger age groups, like the 18 to 64 population, that rate of health insurance begins to go down to 89%, okay, not too bad still, but the rate of insurance among whites in Connecticut is a lot higher significantly than it is among Hispanics or blacks, 75% among Hispanics and 84% among blacks. So we would like to see everyone in Connecticut have insurance, whether it's through public programs or through private insurance. That is certainly a trend that we would like to improve.
So you're seeing disparities that exist between race and ethnicity.
Absolutely.
Frances Padilla, armed with this information, what changes to current policy would you like to see based on this information?
Well, I'll tell you, Ray, that we have an enormous opportunity right now. We have our health insurance exchange, Access Health CT, here in Connecticut. We think that outreach and enrollment efforts have to be targeted to focus more on those groups that were more likely to be uninsured prior to the ACA's implementation. We think that there needs to be better community education about the availability of public and private coverage and how consumers should use that coverage, because quite often people who haven't had coverage don't really know how they can effectively access the care that now they can purchase. And remember, all of this access to care presumes that we will be getting people in earlier to detect and diagnose and treat illness and to prevent illness. One of the findings that I think is also very critical is that finding regarding chronic illness and the high rates that people reported of chronic illness, diabetes, hypertension, asthma, heart disease, and cancer. That the connection of that finding to the high rates of obesity and our ability to target preventive services to people so that we can mitigate the chronic illness and reduce the possibility of either onset or complications from chronic illness.
Frances Padilla, thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Ray. Thank you.